The headlines have been talking about hot, popular meme stocks. Yep, popular with the market and with traders, but not necessarily with new constructs. You'll find out why now in the Danger Zone. Welcome to the Danger Zone, where we talk with the experts from new constructs about, well, things that are less than ideal, things that are dangerous, and we dig in, because this is how they do it at New Constructs, from the footnotes level and work back up. They do that because it gives them what they call a true economic picture. And here to talk about it, Kyle Guskey. He is investment analyst at New Constructs, which, by the way, blogs about all of their Danger Zone picks. So there's always more information about the stocks that we discuss, or mutual funds or ETFs we discuss on the show. There's always more information available if you want to follow up at their website. But I should point out that we've been talking recently about meme stocks. We've gone through some of the hottest names. And in each case, while they're hot for one reason, they're dangerous for another. We'll find out what's going on with another meme stock today. Kyle Guskey, great to have you back on Money Life.
Great to be back. Thanks.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Koss Corporation.
Danger, danger.
Koss Corporation. Ticker symbol KOSS, the name of the company. It's a meme stock that's maybe a little bit lesser known. It hasn't been as popular as GameStop and AMC and Netflix, which we've talked about the last couple of weeks. But explain what's going on in this situation and why incorrect information is probably the issue here, right?
Exactly. It is lesser known, but it was actually on Robinhood's initial, you know, restricted trading list along with GameStop and AMC during that whole rally. It was a stock that was trading around $3. It jumped all the way up to $64 as its highest close in late January. And it's back, you know, $18, $19, $20 right now. So there's still a significant level of risk if you were to go and purchase at today's prices. And what we're seeing is, you know, similar to the other calls, is, you know, the lack of fundamental research in buying these companies. People are just buying it options. They're looking for short squeezes. They're looking at margin. And we've seen, you know, a rise in margin debt across the market with retail traders, you know, might not be knowing all the risks they're taking. So when they put money into a company like Koss, they're taking even more risk because they're simply buying momentum. And if you're the one that momentum stops on, the music stops kind of thing, you could see a significant drop in those shares that you're buying.
So let's break this down, because when you look at the fundamentals, before this became a meme stock, in your guys' opinion, it was at best fairly priced, and it was at that level where it was like in the single digits.
Exactly. So this is one, you know, we looked at different DCF scenarios and kind of what could be a reasonable price. And we kind of came to the conclusion that it's not worth owning at anything above that $3 a share value. And even at $3 a share, you're kind of assuming improvement in profitability, kind of growing in industry growth rates, kind of a conservative growth scenario. But when you look at the fundamentals of the company, revenue has been declining since 2016, while the whole market of headphone sales has been really growing significantly, something like, you know, 35% a year since 2016. And Koss's revenue is down 8% a year over the same time. If you can't grow revenue in that environment, when will you? Yet the company jumped up so high, the price, and it remains elevated to the point where today's valuation, I guess we could look at, you know, the initial $64 valuation implied that they would improve their profit margins to 6%, which would be three times its highest ever, versus the five-year average negative margin, and then grow revenue by 31% compounded annually over the next decade, when, as I just said, revenue had been falling in the past 5 years. So you've got significant growth priced in at that peak price, and then even today, there's significant growth priced in as well. So you're looking at improved profit margin around 4%, which would equal Sonos TTM margin, and still grow revenue by 22% compound annually for the next decade, just to justify that around $20 a share. So today's elevated price is still extremely risky.
It's one of the most fascinating charts I've seen in a long time. The numbers have gotten so big that everything that the company was doing, say, a year ago, up till, say, January of this year, looks almost like a flat line. And yet, in that time, the company was more than doubling. It was basically a penny stock. Go back a year ago at this time, it was trading for just over a buck. It had a very slow increase and got above $2 and then above $3. And then it took off and went crazy. That's the interesting thing, is this is a stock that maybe at a buck it was a good deal. You're now saying it's worth $3. What is a potential catalyst? I mean, as long as there are folks talking about it and not doing anything with fundamentals, we just have all this craziness, like suspend disbelief?
I think so. short interest in the company has risen. So there's definitely people that are still willing to come out there and say, hey, this is still elevated. This could still fall further. But really, we do need to see kind of a reckoning of some sorts of fundamentals mattering more. You know, we've seen the market continually reach record highs here on the back of some of the kind of the economic stimulus, economic growth. Does that make sense? But it's the individual companies we talked about in the past, you know, the micro bubble type companies that really need investors to take a much closer look at the fundamentals and realize where you're putting that capital, what the risk reward of those investments really is. And until the market kind of rationalizes, these companies can see these crazy jumps, especially as people short this one again. You know, there's obviously a potential for another short squeeze if it hits that Reddit interest again and soars, you know. Can't rule that out, but from a fundamental perspective, risk reward is all in the risk category here.
Yeah, it kind of proves that point that once something has been a meme stock, you don't want to just say, hey, well, now it's come back to normal or done whatever, because if this had gone back to normal, instead of being at the $18 to $20 a share range, it would have gone all the way back to the single digits, the low single digits. That's where you think it should be. It's Koss Corporation. They make headphones, and nice headphones, actually. Ticker symbol KOSS. It's the Danger Zone pick this week. Kyle Guskey is investment analyst at New Constructs. Kyle, thanks so much for stepping in and doing this with us this week.
Thanks for having me.
If you want to learn more, you can, again, get more details, many more details, by checking out the blog at newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter, at newconstructs. All right, we are heading for home on today's show. Up next, it's Market Call time, and I will be talking stocks with Stephen Dodson. He is the manager of the Breton Fund, and he'll be here when we come back.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.